Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good afternoon, and welcome to our second call on the Team Legacy Telephone here this afternoon. And we're just so excited to have people chime in from across the country, as my wife said, from East Coast, West Coast, North, South. Hey, we probably met some people might tune in from outside of the country today, depending on who shared what with whom and where and why. And, hey, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun today. Well, it's the top of the hour, and we're going to get to bring up our next speaker, who's a powerful power team leader out of Detroit, Michigan, as part of half of a dynamic husband-wife duo who really stays on top of their game and does everything they can to help people in this business, also people in their family, and definitely their church. You know, member of Vernon Chapel AME Church up there in Detroit, and is always doing things not only to empower the community, but making sure they empower their church. And here's a very, very hot topic to share with us today, the fruits of our economy 101. So without any further ado, I want to turn this call over to our travel buddy, your travel buddy, Mr. Greg Sneed. Greg, the call is yours.
Hey, Baba Jahi, how you doing there, brother? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, and I'm going to mute myself out so I don't have any background noise. And we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your topic today. And so, as I said, the call is all yours.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank your lovely wife for facilitating this telethon, teleseminar on a Saturday. You know, Saturday is our training day for our industry. And I just want to share a couple things. And first, you know, I was talking with some people at work, you know, and I asked them, you know, hey, I got a quick question. You know, it'll take about a minute to ask it, and you can take a minute or two to answer it. You got a minute. And they say, yeah. And I say, well, you know, it might make you a lot of money, but it might not. You still want to hear it? And they roll their eyes and say, oh, okay. And I just ask a simple question. Would it be okay if you never had to go to work again, especially here? And if so, you know, how much money would you need to cover your take-home pay so you wouldn't have to show up at the job again? You know, I asked his brother, and his eyes rolled back in his head, and he started thinking and calculating. You know, he just went silent for a while. And I just kind of nicely asked him, you know, if you wanted to earn an extra house note, car note, insurance payment every month, or maybe you just needed $500 a month, or maybe you wanted $4,362 a month, you know, that's a Sneed Foundation minimum. You know, or maybe you just want an extra paycheck next month. I looked him dead in the eye and said, well, all you got to do is three things, my friend. Number one, don't change. You got to continue to do what you're already doing. Now, you recommending and promoting products and services that you don't own, like books and movies and restaurants and maybe some of those exotic locations, or maybe the memorable family locations that you've been, to give your whole family that moment. Everybody need to exhale at some point. And then number two, you know, we have a business that's on the Internet. You know, it's straight up simple. We're in the Internet distribution business. And what that means, really simple, is that we show people how to profit from owning their own online mall without walls. And he looked at me, what's that? Well, it's open 24/7, 365, and you own commissions on every sale. You know, everything that's sold and bought and sold on the planet Earth has a commission structure built in. People just don't sell stuff for free. And he looked at me again like I was crazy. You know, I asked that same question to a nurse that I work with, and, you know, asked her the same question. What would you do if you didn't have to come in here every day? Oh, Brother Sneed, you know, my ankle swole, my back hurt. I've been helping these patients for 25 years, and I ain't going to never get out of here. Then she started going on about how her boss don't love her, and the patients don't appreciate it. And I just simply asked her kindly, as gently as I possibly could, I said, baby girl, have you ever considered doing something else? Oh, Sneed, I've been praying for something. I said, hey, if you want to earn an extra house, no car, no insurance payment a month, extra nursing paycheck a month, all you got to do is these three things. Again, don't change. Here's what the business is. And she said, well, how much money can I make? Well, you can make whatever you want. There's no limits, no boundary. And all you got to do is find, four or five people who are like-minded to share our business centers with other people who can teach and train others to do the same. Simple. The target being to build a group of leaders. Then you'd earn an extra paycheck a month where you determine the amount. No limits, no boundaries. I asked the brother and told the brother the same thing. He said, well, I'm in. Who's going to help me? I said, well, A, you got built-in success coaches and mentors all up and down the industry, inside and outside of our little realm. And it's all about stimulating the economy, stimulating your economy. He says, well, I don't know about that internet stuff. Well, you could learn. You learn to drive a car, right? He said, yeah. You learn to be a pretty good parent and a pretty good citizen, right? I said, yeah, you work here. And you certainly could learn a system to save yourself time, energy, and money, to save your sanity, time, effort, and money. And that's it. The rest really is up to you. And I asked them both. I said, what's going to be easier for you? Enduring the pain of remaining the same or learning a system to save yourself time, effort, and money while building a legacy for your children's children. And last time I checked, that was a command, not a request or a suggestion. And I asked them what they want to do next. And what was next? The application. But it's all about a personal economy, a choice in your personal economy. But, alas, some people just will not take the shot. And it is a shot. This is a game. This is a game called Economics 101. And in my travels, I came across a book from a young brother from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And now, I usually take advice from people that got a whole lot more money than me. And this is one of them. His name's Myron Golden. And he put a book out years ago. Called The Ebony Treasure Map, The Roadmap to Riches for African Americans. I've seen these kind of books before. They tell you how to handle your money, tell you what your rich dad, what you didn't have, should have told you, but didn't. And this is from chapter 11. It says, you have no competition. And I thought about that. I said, you're right. We don't have any competition. The competition is in our mind. And the mind is directly connected to your pocketbook and your wallet. So I just want to read a little bit from this book, if you don't mind. It only takes a minute. And I pre-recorded it, so I'm just going to play it into the conference, if that's okay. Here we go.
Excerpts from Myron Golden's From the Trash Man to the Cash Man, Chapter 11. You have no competition. The next thing you want to do is understand that you have no competition. Most people believe that there is so much competition that they're afraid to even try. I was speaking this past year to my children's school in their entrepreneurial class, and one of the questions asked was, Mr. Golden, what do you do about competition? My answer shocked this young lady. I told her, there is no competition. I have no competition in business whatsoever. In fact, I have friends who are in the same business that I am. I recommend their products and promote them and their products to the people who are in my database because I'm not worried about someone stealing my customers. Why? I have no competition. The reason I have no competition is because I don't base my financial model on the current philosophy of economics. This model basically states that competition is basically good because it makes business better, because it causes people to excel in business. While I do believe that we ought to seek to excel in business, I don't believe that there is any competition. Here's what I mean. Most people believe in an economic pie. You've heard people talk about getting that piece of the pie. Some people don't want to become wealthy because they bought into this philosophy. They believe that the economy is like a pie, and the more they get, the less there is for anybody else. Or the more that those mean, bad, rich people get, the less there is for the rest of us. Guess what, folks? The economy is not a pie. The economy is more like a fruit. A fruit. You see, a fruit? What you talking about? Well, a pie has a finite number of pieces. If there's 7 pieces of pie, I take 1, there are only 6 left for whoever's left. If I take 2, then there are only 5 left. What if I take 6 pieces of pie? Then there's only 1 left. If the economy is like a pie, it would mean that the more money I make, the less money there is for everybody else. But that's not how life is it? That's not how the economy really works. Nothing in nature works this way. It would take a person with a lack mentality to create such a system. And it would take people with a lack mentality to buy into it. The economy doesn't work like this because the economy is not a pie. It's a fruit. Abundance is not limited. It's infinite. The difference is that people who believe in limited abundance truly believe that if they make too much, there won't be enough for other people. I believe that the more everybody makes, the more there is for everybody to make. For instance, let's say that you come to an apple tree and has 12 apples on it. I take an apple and eat it. People with a lack mentality would say, Myron, there are less apples now because you ate an apple. I say, no. There are potentially many more apples because when I ate the apple, I have seeds. Because I'm going to take these 6 seeds in my hand and I'm going to plant them in the ground. They're going to become apple trees. Now I have 6 more apple trees and they each produce 100 apples a year. So because I ate the apple, in just a few years there will be literally 600 more apples per year than there were before I ate the apple. My understanding of infinite abundance is because I make more money, the more there is for everybody to make. For instance, when I used to be broke, I was so poor that poor people felt sorry for me. It was not uncommon for me to buy a car for $50 and drive it around. When that $50 car broke, I got another one. I never took it to the shop and I never took it to the car wash. I washed it by hand. I couldn't afford to take it to the dealership, so I didn't. The only person that benefited from my $50 car was me and the person that I gave the $50 to. Now I drive a brand new car, and my wife drives a brand new car. These cars cost considerably more than $50. I no longer wash my own cars. Now I pay anywhere from $20 to $50 to have my cars washed. And I never took my $50 car to the car wash, but now the car wash is making more money because I have more money. Now when my cars need servicing, I put them in a shop. Now the dealership makes more money. They also made more money when I bought the new cars. There are more people in the equation who are all making more money because I am. Everybody benefits. Literally, everybody who comes in contact with me makes more money because I make more money. The economy really does work like eating fruit off a tree. If you eat it, then you plant it, more grows, if I make more money and spend some of that money, everybody that I spend money with makes more money. It's easy to understand the concept of infinite abundance. The more you make, the more there is for everybody else to make. That was an excerpt, chapter 11, from The Trash Man to the Cash Man by Myron Golden. It's my favorite. Infinite abundance. It's yours too. Life is like fruit. The more seeds, the more fruit. This is your travel buddy, Greg Sneed, and I'm out. Peace.
You know, I love that passage because it eliminates some of that lack mentality that, frankly, we have in bushel loads in a worker's town. We were taught to go to work, to punch in, swipe in, sign in, walk in, just to come in, to be jump over, you know, jump out of bed to be just over broke is the cliche, you know, and they pay you enough just to keep you from quitting. You work just hard enough to keep from getting fired. But we're talking about owning your own business, and we implore you to get back to the person who invited you to this teleseminar and get with them and learn about doing something else, doing something about your situation, doing something about your own personal economy. Because when you do something for your personal economy, guess what? The economy around you expands and grows exponentially. So the next time we talk, I want you to tell me your story. And I'm going to swing this back to Baba Jahi Sitawi. And I will see you at the top of the hour. Peace.
All right, all right. Hey, man. Wow. I have been waiting to hear that. And I just want to thank you for that powerful, powerful presentation about abundance and seeds. I mean, man, I got some new stuff to share with people. But that was great, Greg. We really appreciate you taking time from your schedule to share that with people today. Hey, folks, you just heard from your travel buddy, Greg Sneed. And at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, we're going to hear from Powerful Power Team leader Jacob B. Jones about Canovia Coffee, the product, and how to make money or how to earn income from it. So, you know, hey, make sure that you share with people so they can get on this call at the top of the hour, get your texts out, call folks, get them on here, and then get back to them or have them get back to you so that you can get some new business partners. Remember what Greg said? They don't have to change. They don't have to do nothing different. All they got to do is continue to recommend and recommend and recommend. And so, hey, all right, got to go. Catch the top of the hour. All right, that was from our telethon that we did last Saturday, July 21st. Just to give you an idea again what we do business-wise and how we move and groove. And, you know, Mr. Sneed shared a lot of powerful information with you concerning a business opportunity. And again, hey, you know, if you're interested, you have questions, you can text us here at 252-406-0774. Baba Jahi with your Saturday edition of the We Work From Home morning show, and we just finished listening to a powerful presentation done by your travel buddy, Mr. Greg Sneed, up in Detroit, Michigan. Again, just sharing with people how to get paid for referring people to things that you already refer them to. You know, now that just makes common sense, people. You tell people about a good movie. You tell people about a nice restaurant. You tell people about a place to go. You tell people about a store to shop at when stuff is on sale. Are you getting paid to do that? If not, then you need to definitely check out what we have to share so that you can get compensated for doing what you already do. Now, you know, to close out this morning, I'm going to just share with you a couple of positive thoughts and affirmations that can help you with your business outlook and where you want to go in terms of building your business. And, you know, one of the first things that you need to focus on is that no matter what is happening in your life, no matter what you think will happen, it can be another way. The direction you appear to be headed can be altered. Nothing is set in concrete. It can be another way. So, you know, just keep that in mind as you move about.
The host has joined the conference.
That you can do things another way. Another way. No matter what you're going through. Okay, now the other thing is this. Remember, what you hold in your mind and with energy and focus will tend to be created in your reality. So if you hold in your mind positive thoughts, then positive things will manifest in your life. If you hold in your mind negative thoughts, then negative things will manifest in your life. Remember that the picture you think, feel, and see is reflected into the universal mind, and by natural law, a reciprocal action must return to you either in spiritual or physical form. So, you know, the picture you hold in your mind, you hold a picture of a depressed life, and so that's what you're going to have. You hold a picture of a positive, upbeat, upbringing life, then that's what you're going to have. You know, last week, you know, I had some challenges. You know, I don't call them, you know, obstacles. You know, just some challenges that I had to deal with. And as I was dealing with those challenges, you know, a thought and idea came to my mind about a product and a service that I offer. And, you know, I already have a customer base. And that thought came to me to share some information with my customer base. And by sharing that information with my customer base, what happened was that I sent out an email. And before I got home from where I was using a computer to get a Wi-Fi connection, one of my customers had already sent in their money. And then since then, I've had over 5 customers that have sent in their money for specific tax-related product that I, you know, shared with them. And, you know, but it came to me in a thought. And that's why your thoughts are so important. The picture that you hold in your mind, if you hold a picture of a negative, depressing thought, that's what you're going to get. If you hold a picture of a positive, upbeat thought, that's what you're going to get. I had some challenges. I don't call them obstacles, just challenges. You know, a challenge, and I needed to raise a certain amount of money by a certain amount of time. What that challenge did, it helped me go to the drawing board in imagination and come up with a product. And I came up with a product and immediately send it out and had positive vibrations and thoughts about it in the universe opened up to me. And within an hour, the first person sent back money for the product. So, again, it's important that you understand what you hold in your mind with energy and focus will tend to be created in your reality. So I don't know what you're going through out there right now. I don't know what you're experiencing today. I don't know what your challenges are this weekend. But whatever they are, hold a positive, upbeat thought in your mind, and you'll be able to meet that challenge head on. But if you hold a negative thought in your mind, if you tell yourself, I don't know, ain't nothing I'm going to be able to do about it, then the universe heard that, and the universe said, if you said ain't nothing you're going to be able to do about it, so it does not provide a solution or an answer for you. And you will do nothing about it. You will be stuck. And we did a show on how to become unstuck. You will be stuck because you told the universe there was no answer to your problem. And so the universe says, you're right. See, but if you had said, there is an answer to my problem, and this is the answer that I see, the universe will say, then we're going to help make that answer manifest. I know some of you say, well, I don't believe in stuff like that, but that's why you stuck where you at. See, you go to church, and what did it say? All things come to those who do what? Who believe. See, if it weren't so, then why would Jesus say all things come to those that who believe? Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. But do you believe what your mind tells you? So remember this in closing out for the day. Don't believe what you see, but see what you believe, because with God all things are possible. Dare to see different. Dare to believe different. Dare to do different. I dare you. I dare you to just try. But when you try, remember Napoleon Hill's other words, very, very powerful words. He said the following: prayer without faith is nothing but an empty collection of words. Prayer based upon faith always works. See, so if you don't have no faith in what you pray for and ask for, it's an empty collection of words. But with faith, you will get what you seek. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open and answered for you. If you don't seek, you don't knock, you don't look, you won't find. You'll stay stuck in the reality that you're in. And remember that from the book that we read, The Science of Getting Rich, that we all deserve to be rich. Abundance is our birthright. Jesus said he came to give us life and to give it more abundantly. So why are you living an unabundant life? You need to ask yourself that question. So when you go to church this Sunday or whatever faith base you go to, that you can really fellowship, get the information you want, and start on your abundant path to live. Hey, this has been Bobby Jahi here on Home Base Fitness 101 on the We Work From Morning Drive Time Show. The We Work From Home Morning Drive Time Show. And hey, it's been a pleasure being able to share these airwaves with you for the day. And we'll be back tomorrow with some powerful, powerful information to help empower you. Remember, if you have a question, if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, you can always text us at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. Until next time, take care. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.